Blog Talk Radio.
Have no brother, God, or me. We have a mind, so we
Bilai min shaitan yurajim. Bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah rakbilai lameen. Rakman rahim maniki yomidin. Iyakana abudu wa iyakana stain. Ithine sirato mustakin. Sirato ladin in amta lehim. Iril makdubi alehim walidolin. I mean. Seek refuge of Allah. From Allah against the rejected enemy Shaitan. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, all praises due to Allah, the Lord, Church, Sustainer of all the worlds. Thee alone do we worship, thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean, I bear witness that there is no God, no creator, but Allah, only one creator, the heavens of the heavens and the earth and all in between, one creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, may the peace and blessings of Allah ever be upon him. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Tuesday night, and it is December 20th. December the 20th, 2023. It is 7:20. We started at 7:07. We were able to get into the show, Block Talk Radio Show, on the message of concern, which is to remove all images from worship that portray divine and the psychological effect that image has on the minds of the world's children. Sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, S is for science, T is for technology, E is for electronics, engineering, all of those with the E, engineering mainly, okay? And M is for math. That's the sponsor and co-sponsor. But I mean, Yasir Muhammad of Los Angeles, California, was blessed to have the Blog Talk Radio Show, and he was willing to share it with us to speak on the message of concern. We want to welcome you to this Blog Talk Radio Show. It is Tuesday night, and it's the Sisters' Night. And which is mentioned to you what it covers. We talk about the children. We talk about a little bit of everything, but we would like to focus on the children, the children's night, because it's two nights a week, Tuesdays and Sundays. The brothers have the other nights, all except Friday nights. We are all Friday nights. No Blog Talk Radio Show message of concern on Friday nights. Okay. So, I guess tonight is Tuesday. We do have, it's from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m., 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. every night that we come on. The Blog Talk Radio Show message of concern is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we have sponsors and co-sponsors. I mentioned to you who was a sponsor. And the co-sponsors are Brother Abdullah Rasul Akbar and myself, Daia Hanan Shabazz - Akbar of Decatur, Georgia. Brother Suja Muhammad and Sister Quran Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have Brother A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And my stomach is growling. My stomach is growling, but that's okay. I had to a late start and haven't eaten because I'm having digital work done, if I could ever have it done. Anyway, we we're the co-sponsors, with staff, put it that way, co-host and host and co-host. We have, but also Muhammad Sharif and Sister Sharifa. Sharif of New York. And like I said, excuse me if I swear a little bit, mispronouncing my words a little bit, they're not clear because I do have denture work to be done. Loose tooth, about to fall out, but I won't do it because I don't want to hit a nerve or pull nothing. I remember my grandma used to tie the thread around a loose tooth and just yank it out when she felt it was loose enough to do that. They didn't know what a dentist was back there hardly. Knew that they existed, but didn't, you know, never bother to go to a dentist. And I couldn't get mine done because my blood pressure went up too high. Both times I went to get these teeth extracted, my blood pressure is what about me? Because I was skeptical or nervous of my teeth being pulled that many at one time, maybe, you know. But I am a hypertensive, and that is the only medication that I take, praise be to Allah. And I'm trying to wean myself off that. I know I eat right, alhamdulillah, but it's other things, too, can cause hypertension. So we have to be careful. I have to be careful, that's all. And inshallah, I was put on an additive to the hypertension drug that I already have. And I started taking that for 2 weeks to go back to my primary care physician for evaluation to see how it's going, if my blood pressure is down low enough for me to get these teeth out of my mouth. Inshallah. Please make dua. Go back and get teeth. I can't even enjoy my food. And I love to eat good food, good, wholesome food. I love to eat. I eat in moderation, though. Try to do that, too. But alhamdulillah. Oh, let me see if I put the... Hold on, I got to take the alarm off. My husband's coming in. Okay. That's done. Okay, that is done. And, okay. There it is. Okay. But anyway, we're going to, this is what the Christians celebrate as Christmas. So what we want to do is say something about Christmas. But we want to also add something from what Imam W.G. Muhammad has said about Christmas and about Jesus, which we know that will people go in debt? People go in debt at this time to buy toys and all this thing, all these things for I sound like them, and all these things for the children and gifts and all that for family members and all who celebrate Christmas. But we don't do that. And they know this. We do this, which is similar to our Eid. Okay, and the main Eid, which is Eid al-Adha, which comes after the Hajj and the Arafat, the praying about Arafat. So that's how we celebrate, but it's sad to say that people go into debt time of the year buying all these things, material things, and fixing up their homes and all that, which they could have been doing it all the whole year around. You have to wait to that particular day, but they are willing to go into debt. And this time next year, they'll be just finishing up the debt that they accrued for this Christmas, and then they'll start another debt for the next year to come. For the debt they'll get into on next Christmas. So they'll be trying to pay that off during the whole year of 23 until year 24 come in, and you know, the same thing round and around and around and around. Where it's going to stop, nobody knows, but inshallah, stop soon. Inshallah, we'll be able to help individuals to and share knowledge with them about this Christmas thing, inshallah. So if you have anything to share yourself, please let us know. And just we pray that you do contribute or participate. And that way we can share what we've learned or what we've read or what we've studied about with the and the audience, and then maybe they can share something with us as well. So please, please contribute. Okay. I don't know if I'll have to do Brother Henry's. I do it every time we meet, though. I do read the two chapters from the Bible, the Holy Bible, King James Version of the Holy Bible, and the Quran about the graven image. And then we have chapters in Brother Henry's book that we enjoy and glad he has his reference for us. Although it seems like the more we find out, the less we know if we don't continue with it in the right way, which means be interested enough to follow through. Follow up, follow through. That's what they used to tell us in nursing. You follow up, that means you start something. You follow it up to the finish. Okay, start a procedure or course, follow it up until you finish, until it's finished and has been elaborated on and been tested and quizzed and, you know, and all that. So it does become a big help to us to do that. We're going to talk about Christmas. You know, I can remember when I was a young girl coming up, my grandmother raised me. I mentioned that many times before. I love my grandmother. I'm proud of my grandmother, but she's not here to see me today. I'm sure she'd be satisfied. I've never gotten in any trouble. You know, I caused anybody else any trouble. So, I can understand why this keeps popping up. And they act like they're trying to make me say that I voted once Republican and I never did, because they have records showing how I voted. And they're still with this voting thing and situation. I don't know when it'll end. Only Allah knows. But we just hope that justice is done. And we can start getting the truth from our politicians and let them carry it out, follow it up and follow through. You know, what they're promising, what they say they're gonna do to help us, to help different situations where the help is needed, you know, and to change different situations where the change is needed. So we just pray to keep their word. And I've always been, I don't have to tell anybody, but I don't mind, you know. I've always voted Democrat, and I have no shame about that. This is America, and we do have a choice today, and I should be, I am allowed to say that, and I can say that, and feel free to say that. So it's freedom of speech in America, right? So that's that. A lot of people say, well, yeah, but it wasn't necessary for you to say it, but it's okay. It's okay, because that shocked me when I just saw that pop up on my screen where I have the Blog Talk Radio Show. It popped up on the screen of my phone and is telling me the question about the years that I, who did I vote for, and have you always been voted Democrat or Republican? And somehow or another, they got on their way to show that I had voted Republican. And I don't know why they're just now saying it now, if I had. Why is it just now coming up right now? Well, I'm not going to focus on that, because right now, you know, Allah knows. Allah knows, and I know too, and the people at the polls know too. And I used to work for the polls myself when I was in New Jersey and Tennessee. When I moved from New Jersey, I worked on polls in New Jersey. And then when I moved to Tennessee, I worked on the polls there. I would go and get the books from the City Hall, the area that we were supposed to go and get all of the ballots and the books and paperwork we were supposed to have gotten. I would be the one to go get it. And I would open up the polls and the machines. And in that time, things were done more manual, stand up by the machine and make sure the person, you take the paper and you put it on the back of the machine that the person votes on. And they would go in, they would, the tall machine at that time, stand up, and nobody would see you. There's nobody, unless it was someone helping you to vote, on the machine. And you will be covered in there. Go in there and put the screen around you. Nobody would know anything and couldn't see anything either. But nowadays they have it so where it seems like everybody can see who you're voting for and how you're voting, Democrat or Republican, and who you're voting for. And I don't know why they made them. And then you can sit down there low, sit in a chair like you're going to use a typewriter or a computer, vote like that before you have to stand up, go behind the screen, and pull the screen around you and vote that way. But anyway, alhamdulillah. Pray that things get better. Seems like we're in a little mess right now, though. But anyway, we don't want to go into that either. That's a long story. It's a long story of January 6th. Okay, but if anybody has anything to put in, want to add on to that, please do. I said I would read Brother Henry's part of give the brothers recognition here. That's what I would do, to share with the Dawah. And this is a book. The title of the book is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health by Henry S. Muhammad. It's 126 pages, it's 26 chapters, and it's concerning people of color and the diversity, and proving in words in the book that there's only one creator, and who you should, just worship. And let me see what else I can point out to you. Well, that's it in a nutshell, because they say that religion is the beginning of the racism. So religion is the beginning of racism. But hold on a minute, please. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to read this. Maybe by that time, my husband would have gotten me some information on what I've supposed to have been reading as far as what Imam W.D. Muhammad had wrote in an article. And I wrote it down somewhere. It was pertaining to Christmas and Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to go and read this now and then get off this. So any of you who have any input in this, please let us know. Please let us know by pushing 1 on your phone receiver, and your mics will be opened, and you'll be brought into the queue to share with us your information on Christmas and Jesus. I've already mentioned about material part of it. But until someone else can come on, some others can come on with some information for us, then I'm going to read this like I usually do, brother, out of Brother Henry's book. And this is page 118. It's 2 Deuteronomy and 2 Deuteronomy and Exodus. And they're saying the same thing, really, you know. But I want to just read it to you so you can see if you also feel that same way. Okay, this is page 118 in Brother Henry's book. And this is Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Okay, read one more time. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8 reads, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Okay, now I'm going to read from Exodus now. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, and it reads, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. This is Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Okay? Now, they may not be verbatim word for word, but it carries the same message, you know, and taking on that graven image. The graven image. Okay. And for this to be wrote twice in this book, and almost with the same words, it's like there must be some, it must be sound. It must be sound and carry some weight, you know, about the images, the graven image. Okay. Now, I want to get this information about. I should have had it. And excuse me for not having it right out here so that I can give it to you. Ah! Oh, my goodness. I got something in my pocket, but I'm trying to reach in and get this paper. I scratched my finger. Oh, man. Oh. Does anyone want to start talking about the Christmas and what you know about it, what you've read about it, or your understanding of it? We want the radio listeners, we want the audience to be able to open up and share, the guests to be able to open up and share. This is Christmas time, and if I remember correctly, Christmas started as a festivity. In the outdoors, it was outdoors in the different lands. But, and then it said nothing about Jesus during that time, you know, just a festivity, a celebration time, I guess, like 4th of July or something like that, okay? And then they got so, what do I say? So excited at times and drinking alcoholic beverages and all until the law of the land at that time had them to go inside, had the people to go inside to to celebrate in the confinement of their homes to celebrate. You know, the drinking and all that sort of stuff. because they became, I guess, too rowdy outside, too loud, disturbing others. So their law of the land at that time, those in authority, had them to take their celebration inside. Drink all you want, all the noise you want, just make all the noise you want, but just take it inside so the ones don't have to see you at least. Start drinking, falling out, or fighting or exchanging negative words, cruel words and all. Okay, but it didn't say anything about any toys at the time. They would decorate trees and all, but not toys. Another thing, I'm going to mention something to you, try to finish up the part about the celebration from, in general, to what the input that I have read that's in the Quran as well. So, okay. Oh my. Crazy. When you want something, you can't get it. And then it appears as soon as you want it right away. It will appear. Anyway. But nobody knows. Haven't heard it yet. Nobody knows when Jesus was supposed to have been born. Some people say September. Some people give other months. So I don't know how it came up with December. But you'd be surprised to know of so much that's being said about Christmas. And I'm sure that you would okay, now look for it. Can you cut it down some up, Bob? Thank you. Okay. Okay, here's the definition of Christmas. Okay, with the, starting with the images, you see all this decoration. The Smithsonian Magazine, Brief History of Christmas. Okay, this was just yesterday, one day ago, that they had this, everything lit up, Smithsonian. And they have Architectural Digest, where they have lit up things in around their homes, architecture, it says, around they got the home beautified with all this stuff, all this decoration and all that. So then here at the Western places, this was taken 5 days ago, where people gathered around, I guess, singing these Christmas carols, they call them. Okay, and then they got this says uploaded December 19th, 2022. It says this isn't your average Christmas tree. But it says, it reads, this 114-foot Christmas tree featuring 70,000 LED lights is sure to brighten your spirits this holiday season. CBC Toronto spoke to the designers behind the giant tree on display at Vaughan, telling you something, trying to get you there, but get me to turn the page to find out more, but I'm not, okay. Yeah. And they want to take me to another thing that's too long, too much. We don't necessarily need that. No, we don't necessarily need that at all. But okay. Now, when we grew up, when I grew up, there was Christmas, you know, same thing, but my grandmother didn't buy us toys, me and my cousin. I remember getting one little doll with white stringy hair, and she was a Caucasian doll. And my cousin got a paper cap gun. Had a paper cap gun. He was a male. And these are the only two things that we had gotten, you know, for what's supposed to have been Christmas and toys. So from the time we even realized they were supposed to celebrate Christmas, we knew who bought the toys, you know. And so it didn't excite us. Everybody at school would be talking about what they got for Christmas, you know, and all of this. But, and we were just saying, well, okay, you know, whatever. It didn't hurt us, or it didn't make us happy either. Either way, it was just a regular day, a regular thing happening. They see the children outside riding bicycles and skating and stuff like that. And then, you know, schoolmates and all that. And they stop by and yell at us and holler at us. But other than that, it didn't bother us. It didn't bother us at all. But, you know, does anyone else have anything to give us as far as their output or outlook on Christmas as far as Islam is concerned? You know, in the Quran, also there's a writing in this Surah, Nimrod, let me see what sort of that, Nimrod. I really didn't know I was going to speak on here, and I really didn't know that I was Nimrod. Get to it. And it speaks on Nimrod and his mother seemed to have had something going. And when she passed, no, when he passed, Nimrod passed, the mother would put, she planted a tree out there. And on his birthday, she would decorate that tree where it started to grow with lights, different color lights. And that was known as Christmas tree. And that was Nimrod. It was intimate, supposed to be intimate with his mother. I see a hand. I wanted to try to get the Quran so I could get to the chapter. Get to the surah, Nimrod. See what I can read about it. But I'm going to call on Brother Suja since his hand is, he showed me he wants to speak. So I'm going to call on him and let him speak. Excuse me, y'all. Having a bad day, but health-wise, there's other writers, too. Got me. Hi, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Oh, that sister of the Quran.
Well, we won. They said we are one when you're married.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, but it seemed like you the one that have something to say right now.
and we want to hear it. And we would like to hear it. God for us to
yeah, I'm to do that. Well, for one thing, I have to, two things I have to, I want to elaborate on. And one thing is that people are putting a bad image on the South. I don't know why they're putting a bad image on the South. And so I can't speak for other states in the South, but I can speak for Louisiana. Because I live in Louisiana. I basically live in Louisiana all my life. I grew up in Louisiana as a child. And the only thing I can say about with Christmas is that we was glad to get our toys. That's all we wanted was the toys for Christmas. They really didn't talk about here in the South. Because we belong to a Pentecostal church, you know. And I found out that Pentecostal and what you call the Tapalapi or something like that, those are Jewish names.
Tapalapi?
Those are Jewish. Yeah, the one called, they have a church called T-A-B-U-L something. I know I might be pronouncing it wrong, but that's another Christian name, like Pentecostal, called Sanctified, but it's Pentecostal.
Oh, okay.
But basically those are Jewish names. But I say that because we did follow, in the South where we follow the Ten Commandments. We follow the Ten Commandments. We follow the Old Testament. That's what we were studying, the Old Testament. I really didn't know nothing about the New Testament until I became a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to say is that in the South, they never really talked about that Jesus was God until, when Imam Wardi Muhammad came into office.
Really?
That's the only time I heard down here that Jesus was God. We never considered Jesus was God. And I left here when I was 18, 1968. 1968 to 1969, I left Louisiana, and we never said that Jesus was God. And then when I came back down here in 1975, you know, and I visited this church. My mom told me to go to church with her. I did. And when the pastor got up there and say, and we all know that Jesus is God, my mouth flew open. That's the first time I ever heard that.
Who did they say was God prior to Jesus? They didn't say anybody about Jesus.
They always talked about God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, and the moon, and the stars. That's what we talked about all the time. Considered Jesus was God. But they did say something about, and they never said Jesus was the Son of God, but they always talked about the three trinities. I remember that. I remember they talked about the three trinities, and half of the time the brothers there, they didn't know how to read. That's why the pastor, like my uncle, he was a pastor, and he never really read the Bible. He always had it in his hand. And he never read, because my dad, he learned to read, but he, you know, during that time, they only went to school no further than third grade. During that time. So I didn't know they had called Jesus God until I became a Muslim. And then that's when I heard that. Down here, when they had Christmas, all the children wanted was toys. That was the opportunity that they get toys.
Right.
But then I found out that all that Christmas and stuff like that was given to us by the Jews.
I'm just asking you. Yeah, you're telling me now. You said they started it.
Yeah, they started that. They started it. Read about it, because I was reading, because I told you I was just studying on them, you know, what their beliefs were and how they did this and did that. And finally, they admitted. They started it. They started it about Jesus and Easter and all that. They hated Jesus so much until they put that lie out.
Wow. They hated him that much.
Yeah, wow. You didn't know the Jews, they didn't accept Jesus. Well, that's why they stayed right there. They didn't accept Jesus.
Right. Yeah. I knew some about it. Yeah, but not to the extent of what you're saying. I mean.
Oh yeah.
I know they didn't accept him because they felt like he was coming in raining on their parade, like they're supposed to have been the ones so recognized and high up there until not another child born in a manger, a horse manger where there are animals and all, is going to come in and take their, recognition, you know, born in the manger and then be recognized more than and considered somebody that's more powerful than them, the Jews. And this is why, one reason why they were jealous of him. I do remember something like that, hearing something like that.
And Daya, just think about it. How did it start? How did Christmas start?
When you say how did it start,
it started as being
a festivity is what I had read before, and it was in the street, outside, in the street, like a carnival or festivities or something like that.
No, and, what I'm talking about.
But not for no celebrations of Jesus, or no child being born. It didn't start as that.
No, what I'm saying is who started it?
Oh, you're saying who started it? You know,
yeah,
I really
yeah.
Don't
who
know.
Started it? What started it that started that telling that lie?
I really don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's, if you read it, you'll find out that the Jews started it. They're the one that started it. What happened with the Jews is that they didn't go to the next step. They didn't go to the next step with Jesus, just like the Christians are doing right now. They're not going to the, a lot of them, they're not going to the next step, which is El Islam.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to the next step.
Let's see.
And so down here it was just more like it was nothing religious about that. I'm gonna speak for Baton Rouge because I don't know what goes on in Lafayette and all the other areas around here, but I'm gonna speak for Baton Rouge. In the area that we live here in East Baton Rouge Parish, they did not do that. They didn't do that until, like I said, until Imam Wardi Muhammad came into office.
Oh, that's when they first heard about
it. That's when they started saying that. That's when they started saying, they were saying Jesus, when I left, I did hear about Jesus was the Son of God, but I never heard Jesus was God. I never heard that until I came back in 1975. And when I went, my mama told me to go to church with her, and I did. And that pastor got up and said, "We all know here is that they say that he read the Bible and he said that here it is. Jesus said he was saying in the Bible where Jesus said that he wasn't God." And there'll be one after him. And know what he said? He said, "But we know that's a lie."
Oh.
Damn, he called his own Bible, the book that he said he goes by, a lie.
Wow. Is that right?
He said, Allah is my witness. He said, "We know that's a lie. Jesus is God." That's what he said. I said, and my mouth flew open. I ain't never heard nothing like that in my life.
Well,
I never forget that. I never forget it. And that's when the trouble started. Because what you said is down here, everybody was on their side, and we didn't bother them, and we was on our side, and they didn't bother us. And then all the time, they were talking about we should patronize each other. That's what we was doing. We had nowhere else to go but patronize each other. So it's always was trained in us to go to us to buy. That's what it was always trained in us to go to us to buy. And so that's what I told somebody. They said, oh, we won't patronize. I said, yes, you do. If you open up a store and be competitive, you will. They will come to you.
Right.
We will patronize each other. It's instilled in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they're trying to get out. And so, but anyway, when they wiped out, we just have to, like our brother says, we just have to get some business going on. That's all. And we could just start doing for self. And that's all we need to start pushing, doing for self. When I put that sign up there, doing for self, they tore down. I told you we had that motel that we had bought. They told us that they told us. My grandson, because he's a graphic artist. He could do artists real good, that bubble, you know, the bubble artist. And so we had him to put that up there, Dower Team, and Do For Self, you know, and One God. And they stayed up for about, I think, about a year. After that, they tore that whole building down.
Mm. Yeah, we saw it. Akbar and I saw him, went to one of the retreats over there. And it took us, what, like 2 hours or more just to get to where you guys, get to where y'all were from where we came from over there in, Mississippi, where they had a retreat, New Medina. We would go every year. It didn't take that long to get from there to New Orleans. So we came on to see y'all after we left there. And we did see that building, the hotel you were talking about, you know, y'all showed us.
And then you saw what the son, what my grandson had did that that we had on that Dower Team. Did you see that?
No, it
wasn't on that joint.
Right, it wasn't on there. No, we were there when you had first got it, I believe. Just got it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, they told the whole building. It all down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. So that's all I can say about, because I can't too say too much about Christmas, except that all we know, that was a time for us to get our toys, and then if we didn't get them during Christmas, then our parents gave them to us during Easter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right, because they gave it to us because I always wanted skates. And so they gave me some skates during Easter. I remember that.
Okay, yeah, that was a thing in our days, too. We used to go roller derby, skating. We had the boot skates. You go out to Maceo's skating rink, and we skate around that floor to the music and go backwards and do all kinds of things on those skates. We used to go with snow. That's when Tennessee had a lot of snow.
And they don't make those kind of skates no more, and I still have mine.
Really?
Yes. They don't make them anymore like that.
Okay. It's been a long time since I did that, though. Skating. I tried once here. Was it here? Yes, it was here when Al Jammy down there on West End, they gave a skating a party. And they sold food and everything. And I got out there. I put some skates on and got out there for a minute or two. I didn't fall. But to keep from falling, I just got on off the floor after I was out there a while before it got crowded. Those children were going around that skating rink. Wow. Pulling back memories.
And guess what? Anytime, just think about it, Daya. Now, this is our tax money, too, dealing with disasters and Even though other states might have problems and your state don't, but still your tax money still pay for, you know, help pay for those damages and stuff like that. But just think about it. Anytime they have a disaster, and I noted this in Louisiana, you know, especially as I accepted the other slum, everybody was getting paid except us.
Really?
Everybody was getting paid. When I mean everybody was getting paid, you know, they was giving us, you know, like money for like, you know, they say, well, we'll give you $100 and give you a card with $500 on it and stuff like that. But when I mean everybody was getting paid except us is that we was probably getting the card, but we were taking it right to the, the store people, they didn't mind because that was $500 for them. We didn't have no stores.
Right.
That's what I was talking about. Everybody was getting paid except us. That means that they had 100 people to get to them. That were, that's $5,000 a day. And that was like 500 people, 100 people was coming to them a day. And that's what, like, they was making like $5,000 a day while we was making nothing.
Wow.
And that's one thing I noticed, and I said, wow. So we really need to start, like you said, we need to start teaching our children, and because we're at the age right now, but we have the wisdom, and we need to start teaching our children about doing for self, doing something for self. Teach them, because if we don't teach them, they ain't going to know how to do it. Only reason why we know how to sew and do this and do that is because we did it while we was young. Just like your husband and my husband and a lot of other brothers that comes on and speak and stuff like that, and they be speaking and they could speak for like hours and stuff. They was doing it while they was young.
Yeah, that's true. And so
if we don't teach our children how to do it, our boys now, half of our boys, they don't even go outside no more. I remember the time I used to make my boys go outside from the after they eat breakfast and then come back in to 6 o'clock in the evening. I put them outside. We used to do that. We used to do that when we was growing up. What did we do? I used to wait until the sun come up so I could go outside. And then all you have to do, my mama said, just be back in the house before dark, or back home before your daddy get home.
This is where you found your way around the town, huh?
Oh, yeah, we used to go all over. But see, during that time, everybody knew everybody, and they knew your parents.
Yeah.
And so they
Much
all
different.
Used, all you do is just, and my mom used to get outside, and then I did that one time, and I think when I was married to Shuja, he said, you don't do that? You ain't in the country? I just got on the house. I called my children name out so loud. I said, Sultana! And everybody in the neighborhood, if they hear you, they say, your mama calling you. That's what they get there from, by your mama calling you.
Yeah, they made a song about that, remember? When we were younger, they made a song about
that. Because they'll get out, you know, they'll get out, they'll get in the front yard, and they'll just holler your name out.
You can hear them all the way.
That's right.
Like an echo, by the time when it came out of her mouth the first time they was calling you, it definitely got straight to you. You know your mama.
Because somebody in the neighborhood heard you and they know where you at.
Right.
They'll say your mama calling you. You know, they'll tell you your mama calling you. And they'll run home but you get the message though. You'll get the message.
Yeah, you could. That's right. Absolutely.
Alhamdulillah. So that's something I just want to say about the South is that we really here in Baton Rouge, and I guess because we stayed on our side and they stayed on their side, and they needed our labor because their children didn't work like that, and so we didn't have too many serious. I mean, when we was growing up, I don't know how our parents, but we didn't have too many serious problems because here. We learned to fight, and if they came, we just fought back.
That's right. Oh, yeah, they still doing it right today. My grandson's wife is so upset because her son, they have two sons, and the older son got into it with a little Caucasian boy, and they had some words, and end up with a few licks and all that kind of stuff. And so now the little Caucasian boy lived in the same neighborhood that my granddaughter, well, the same complex that my granddaughter and her two children live. She's got a son and a daughter. Went to stay here with me and Akbar for about a couple of years. And my grandson's wife and his children can't come to my granddaughter's house, which is my grandson's sister. They can't come to my granddaughter's house because my grandson's son got into a fight with a little Caucasian boy that lived in the same neighborhood as my granddaughter, you know. So she's upset about that. The wife really wants to go berserk about it. They had to change everything around for Thanksgiving as far as who was going to eat where because of that, too. Because my granddaughter wanted to have dinner at her house, you know, for the family. But since her brother's children couldn't come, you know, so.
Well, but they don't want them in the neighborhood or something?
They didn't want the little boy, the little Caucasian guy, like I said, was lived in the same neighborhood that my granddaughter lived in, the same complex that she lived in. The little Caucasian boy lived there, too. But my granddaughter's brother and his wife and two sons lived in a different area, but they would usually come to my granddaughter's house for dinner on Thanksgiving when they were having it down, you know, in Tennessee there. But this year they couldn't do that because my grandson's son had a problem or had a fight or something with the little Caucasian boy that lived in my grandson's sister's complex. Which is my granddaughter.
They don't want no problem. They don't want no problems, son. That's what that is. So they just want no problems.
Yeah. No, they're not. No, my grandson's son is not allowed in the complex. They said.
Oh, he's not.
He couldn't come in the complex. Because the little Caucasian boy lived in the complex.
Oh, I see.
Caucasian boy lived in the complex. And since they had headed out in school fighting and everything, I guess the Caucasians there in the complex had to be the manager's office. People in the complex wouldn't have known. But they all go to the same school. You know, they're right there. They go to the same school. So I guess they didn't know about the little squabble that they had, but it was nothing because my grandson's son, which my great-grandson, he and the little Caucasian guy was talking again and everything. He couldn't come into that neighborhood where the little Caucasian guy.
You know, that was a thing here in the South. They say that, and we used to do is that when they see children like that fight and in the same area like that, the parents don't get in it. They'll break it up. You know, and that's it. They'll break it up and make sure, you know, that they don't do it again. But they break it up because it turns back around. They end up being back friends. And then here, just the parents get involved in it. And then the parents be mad. They stay mad with each other. But the children, they back friends.
Back friends. And that's the situation. And the manager in the complex just chose to make that a stipulation that my great-grandson couldn't come back. Couldn't come in that complex where his aunt lived.
And the thing about it, it didn't take place at his complex. It took place at school.
But you know they're going to make all kind of... That's what they was telling me. So I said, that's really something right there. It's really something. Oh, it's cold in here. My goodness, people must be dropping.
But let me go. All thing I can say about Christmas is that they know, everybody know now, that they do, they know now. They know that Christmas is not real. But they still want, like my little niece said, all they want is, she said, I know when I get grown that I'll think different about Christmas. She said, but right now I want my toys. she wants her toys right now.
Right there, she wants the toys.
That's all she wants.
Right now. She said, right now. She doesn't care about any other time of the year.
And I tell you the truth, that's the only time that I see, but is I want my toys. But the thing about it, that's a way that they make money. Like you think about it. I never get the email word. Even having the teacher, he said, just think about it. Every month, just how they making money. Every month they got an event, and we spend the money. January, what's that is? January, that's New Year, right? And then February, there's Mardi Gras. They got Mardi Gras all through the state. Mardi Gras, and they got the Black History Day, and then they got some one of these presidents or something that doing their birthday in February. So you're gonna celebrate February, no matter what, out of one of them. Yeah, and then March, you got what? I think you got something else in March too. But then you got Easter. When Easter come in, between March and April, around that time, you got Easter. It comes in April. And then, but during March time, they have that. That's like a new year for the summertime when it started coming in, something like that.
Okay.
Then you got March, you got January, February, March. Then you got April Fool's Day, and then you got April. You got May. And then you got something goes on in May too. I can't think what it is.
Yeah, they wrapped the maypole.
Got May. And then you got Juneteenth now. And then you got the 4th of July. And then you got August back to school day. And then September 9, they made it 9/11. They had something else for September too, but they got the 9/11. Then you got October, the Halloween. And November, Thanksgiving, and December, Christmas, and everybody makes money, and we are not making no money on that. So they ain't worried about it. That's the way they're making money.
That's right.
And they're pushing it, and we are pushing it more than anybody.
Like it. Seems like it. It sure does
seem like it. It does seem like it, doesn't it? That we are pushing it more than anybody. That's right. And like I said, we got 13 churches in the neighborhood and only one that's functioning. I went up there in Maryland. You know, I went up there in Maryland. I couldn't believe it, Daya.
What
those mega churches look like, right?
Yes, big churches.
Uh-huh. Them big churches look like they have hotels and stuff on the back of them and schools and stuff.
Right.
Allah is my witness.
That's in Maryland?
Every block in Maryland, they had a mega church. The place ain't had no, the area we lived in, there was no people there. I don't know why there was no people living there. They moved out. Every church, every block had a mega church, and nobody was at those churches. They were just sitting there.
Hmm.
And I said, well, maybe they got it for shelter or something. But that's a nonprofit. And see, as long as you can have one person in that church and you still could get $10,000 a month.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could. Yeah, I guess you could because of nonprofit. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the lowest. That's the low pay. That's the low pay right there. And when they have disasters and stuff, all they get 50 or 60,000 or even more, or up to 60 or more thousand dollars for that whole time. And I said, wow, I never seen nothing like it. And ain't nobody go, because we were there at Sunday and we ain't seen nobody in the churches. Nobody was going around the churches. Every block.
Mm-hmm.
Even the one that you said that Michael Jackson, the family lived there. We was right there around the corner, every block. And think about it, it'd be one end, sometimes it'd be on one end to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be the mega churches. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Yeah, they have them. Some places do have them just like that. Yeah, look like cathedrals, so big.
13 in our neighborhood, I count them, and only two of them is functioning. And then that's a Catholic church. And I went there one time, and like I said, all the churches now they took down that image of Jesus, but they got the real thing up there. They got the Caucasian man there as the pastor of basically of all the churches, most of all the churches.
Mm-hmm.
They hold a high position. They are a pastor.
Yeah.
I don't know if that church or either a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
They run. I never seen nothing like it.
to get everything down pat, huh? They're running it.
Yes, they do. They want all the land. They want all the land. They want your neighborhood. So because you own the best of the land, and they saw when they moved out there, them swamps, they was having problems. Like all that stuff they said in New Orleans, I was actually, you heard on news about they having the tornado and all that stuff in New Orleans and tearing down buildings and all that. I was acting, that was a fraud. I said, because when y'all was calling us, we had sunshine and it wasn't raining and everything, and the chickens was outside having a good time, and usually they have usually then they have a new one, at least there'll be a rain or storm and people be moved. We had nobody came and moved into Baton Rouge. They used to be running to Baton Rouge crossing that bridge. That never happened.
Wow.
So you got to watch out for that fake news. And how I know it'd be fake news, because when we was in Maryland, we was up there, they was talking about how all they had all this here storm and stuff, and all that stuff was going on, and raining and building torn down and stuff. I said, dang, Shujah, you think we're going to make it? You think we're going to make it to the house? Because we was driving. You going to get through? And she, when I was telling them to talk to the children, they said, that didn't happen down here.
down there.
It didn't happen. It never happened. That is fake news. That's why you got to be careful to be sure. A lot of that stuff you see going, it's fake news. I ain't going to say all of it, but a lot of it sometimes, if you don't know nobody, ask them, and you'll find out that it's fake news.
You better try to find out.
All this stuff about to come to a head anyway.
And you're right. And our children, a lot of our children don't believe that they are, a lot of right now, they don't believe that Jesus is God. But our next step is Jesus is not the Son of God. That's the next one that we need to take care of. They had already got to, they took down the picture of Jesus out the church, which is the Alhamdulillah, and they got the cross. They don't have the cross in the front, but they have the cross in the back. Some of them have the cross in the back, or you won't see no cross at all, and they took the picture down, but if they do have the cross, it's in the back. Hello? Oh, they took me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they had took me off, because sometimes they'll do that. That's the phone.
No, yeah. That's
but I was just saying. But I was just saying, that's what they're doing. So our children know that. And just like when I asked Josiah and them, if you see God, what do you see? They say they don't see anything. So that's a blessing right there. And then our children, one lady, she sister had called me, and she was complaining about her child is tomorrow, they're not going to be Muslim no more and all this, like this and that. And I said, I'm going to tell you what to ask them. I said, like I told her, I said, because this is what I asked my children. I said, they start and find out. They didn't know what they was talking about, because they was talking about they're Christian and they was looking at the Israelites.
Oh, my.
I said, you talking about, I said, those are Israelites. Because I said, let me see what you're doing so I could see what, you know, so I could get the truth out of whatever they're talking about, direct them in the right direction. And then, but I asked them, I said, do you believe in one God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything that exists? And they say, yes. And I said, well, you guys on the right track. That's all I could say. You're on the right track. Because if you believe in one God, create the heaven, the earth, the sun, and the moon, and the stars, that means that you believe in the law of Moses. Moses brought down the law.
And I
said, well, that's good enough for them until they grew up to find, you know. And then what it is, and the problem with it is that we are not, they don't hear us. And they don't hear the stories. That's what they want. They want, remember what caught us a lot was, because I used to read the stories too. I used to read all the stories all the time. And that's what they want. And they can't, and by them not having their history. And I was listening to something else what they were saying. And they were saying the same thing. Your history gives you a head start in life. You cannot see. I wish I could see exactly how this guy was saying. He said that if you don't know yourself and your history, then you cannot see. You cannot see a forehead. You can't something. You cannot see certain things. Certain things you cannot see if you don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna go too far if you don't know who you are. And that's what our children need to know. They need to know who they are. And that's why they stop. I can't believe it. That's why they stop all that stuff in school. No science, no social studies. Just think about it. No science, no social studies, no exercising or nothing like that. They took the prayer out of school. I don't even think they said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag anymore. They took everything out of the school, and then they have all that other. Then they brought all that. See, by them doing that, that gave them a door where they could bring all that other madness in. They could accept all that other madness. So, but only way Satan get his power is the power that we give him, and so we gave him that power. Every time somebody gets on there and talk about this and that, I say we giving Satan that power. That's the mercy that Allah give to us. He said, if you give it to him, you know, he give us free will. And we let them do it. They do. Ain't no man, one thing people got to remember, ain't no man, ain't no particular race on this land of the United States of America. Ain't no particular race on that. Ain't no particular race deal with the control the government here in the United States, even in the world. We give that power to Satan. If he's doing wrong, we give that power to him. And that's how he get it. And that's what we need to teach our children, so they won't think that just because they see one particular race in power, that's the way it's going to be all the time. We got to let them know this. Alhamdulillah. You still on, Sister Daya?
Huh?
Oh,
you know,
I was just wondering, was you still on? I was just wondering, was you still on?
I'm
finished.
Yeah, okay, you finished. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for all of your input. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. If anybody else has anything else to say or contribute, please bring it in. Push one on your phone. We bring it into the queue. Open your mic so you can speak.
But I do want to say one thing. The sister got online and she was talking about another sister had brought out this herbal book. And when she said that, I thought about you. I said, I wonder if Daya gonna get that book, cause I would like to you know, see what was inside of her book. See if she's covering, you know, everything. I said, well, that's good then, if she does that, because you'd be surprised. I used to always wondering why, when I was getting ready to, I had a pecan tree, and then she said, you don't cut down a pecan tree. And now I see why you don't cut down on a pecan tree. Did you know on a pecan tree, all the way to the, not only the leaves, the sticks, but also, what you call that bees on the trees that, I forgot. I can't even name it. Those are, you know, those little things, the bees on the trees, you could take them and burn them. I forgot what you call them. I think that's something. It's not the skin. You know, like we got the skin. What you call that, the bees on the trees? I forgot. But anyway, that right there, all of that, even the pecans, just think about the pecan shells and inside the pecan, because I said, dang, I have some pecans, but they're not getting full enough, you know, they're not, seem like they're not ready, but the pecans are still dropping. And so, but you could use those pecan shells. They have health benefits also. Isn't that something? Those pecan shells. And the leaves. Everything on the, you could use everything on the pecan tree as medicine. You just got to, you know, learn what to use it for. You still on, Sister Daya?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me? Yes, as soon as Akbar just came in, too. He wants to speak.
Yes. Oh, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And I see, I think this is Sister Lala. Let me open your mic, Akbar. I'm a little bit woozy and everything tonight, though, y'all. This. No. It's open now.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
Were you talking about the bark of the tree?
Hmm?
Yeah. You're talking about the bark from the trees. From the tree.
I'm talking about the pecan tree. Yes.
Oh, she said pecan tree.
Pecans, yeah.
So you guys want to add to it, Akbar?
Yeah, man, you talking about the bark of the tree.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I was talking about there, the bark. I couldn't get that word, but that's the word right there, the bark of the tree. That's right. That you could use that as a, that have health benefits also. Hmm.
Only bark I know of tree that health is the sassafras. I don't know about the other bark.
Yeah, but just look it up. Just look up what the bark of the health benefits of the bark on the pecan tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out you can use everything that's on the pecan tree. Basically, mm-hmm. I said, wow. So when my pecans fall and they don't, you know how they be falling, they be small and all that, then I still could be able to use them. I still could be able to use it.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And but what happened to the tree? Did it die?
His phone kind of, I can't hear it too good. Sister Daya, what
said? He said, what happened to the tree? Did the tree die?
Oh, no, I didn't cut it down or anything. I didn't cut the tree down. It's still here in the backyard. It's still here in my backyard right now. And then I let it grow. See, it was a little small. You see, it grew natural up. You know, sometimes these trees that comes up in your yard, you know. And so what I did is when my son went to prison, then what I did, I said, I'm going to let this tree grow and see how long he's going to be in, you know, how long this tree going to grow, you know. How long you're gonna stay in prison? So we had that tree. I know that tree. He'd been about 20 years, so that tree is like 20 years old. That's how I could keep up with that. How old that tree is? That tree is 20 years old, and it's a big tree now. And I want to take it and make put a tree house in it.
Really? They're producing what, Abba?
Yeah, producing pecans.
It was producing some pecans, but it wasn't producing because I haven't been, you know, fertilizing it like it's supposed to, but it was producing some pecans, and then I got a lot of cane, that bamboo cane, too, might be sucking something from it also. So, but it was producing pecans, but it wasn't producing, you know, You know how you have pecans fall, but when you open it up, they still be kind of small and all like that. So that's the way that was. And I looked it up. I still could be able to use it as a medical. They still have medical benefits too. That's what I found. That's what I was finding out. Yeah, it'll produce pecans, but it's not producing them like it's supposed to, because I think the cane is affecting it, because the cane is taking something from it. Because now, if you ever been in my yard, the cane is really just, it's like you can't see your neighbors now. It's really got big. I have to take some of it out, and I'm going to start taking it and planting it somewhere else. And my neighbors, they was complaining, but I have to tear it down anyway because the cane is close to my house, and it get ready to lift up my roof. You're getting, and then the Miller part is shooting straight up. It got a core. I want to sell it. I want to give it to a nursery where they could come, and people that makes that oil, they could come and sell it, so I could make some money out of it, because it's gonna grow right back up. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to sell some of it. Sell half of it. If one tree you could get at least about 15 trees. Not 15. Let me sell. You can get about 8 trees out of it, out of one tree. And I got 15 in the backyard. That's why I say you guys need to come down here and get a bamboo, the one of the bamboo trees. And I wish I could take it and clean it up and get the roots and send you a root. But I don't know if it'll get there, you know. If it gets there, I have to send it over. If I get there, I have to send it overnight. That's the only time. If you don't send it overnight, they'll send it right back to you.
Mm.
Yeah, the plants. Yeah, anytime, because I did it before. I try to send some bamboo to somebody, you know, just send it certified. They didn't receive it, and then the next thing I know, they sent it back to me about 2 weeks. They sent it back to me 2 weeks later. But then when I overnight it, then that's when it got there, when they overnight it. So they don't really want you to mail it. They want you to overnight it. If you overnight it, it'll get there. If you don't overnight it, it's not going to get there. You probably send it back too.
Hmm. Okay, does anyone else have anything they want to share with us about the Christmas and Jesus?
One thing I want to say about Christmas, when they see coming back, Dean, be three dollar black man, or he, and said, we bad, he bad, he bad, law, and said, we bad, and Muhammad, and Rasulullah. I only been with it since I took it, so there is no God, but one God. The Prophet name is Allah. He lives and he did not die. He is the creator of all of us and cleanses us all here to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he has waiting on us for doing right, or the good reward or the bad reward for doing wrong. So we thank him for creating us, but we know that Christmas is called in our understanding pagan holiday, that they made up. It's not a day of the heat, because so many lies going to be told, so much wrong going to be done, and they use it. Their lie to play on the innocent, the truth.
Well, no.
Oh, and they said a child was born. Then they tell a lie that this child is for the world. He came to make the world better. And he is from God. All the other lies they tell. We Christmas, people are waking up to Christmas, waking up to the lie. And pretty soon, there'll be a kid with hope. or they repeat that lie with something else. And we say praise be to Lord, the sustainer of all the world. So we gonna keep working on that. We gonna keep working, trying to get these people to see the ugly lies that by Christmas and all the rest of them. So that's what we're gonna keep working on. Okay, working on it, me working the people up, tell you to stay focused that God is one. Christmas is taking idea, and it's an idea that is no different than the lie they told by Christopher Columbus and all the other lies. The lie has a term, and pretty soon this term is up. So we gonna try to get rid of the point to the lie that there's no. The Imam said the beauty of Christmas is to share the gift and family and praying together. Then seeing each other months at a time, and they come together on that day to celebrate, work with each other and pay and change gifts. But the ugly thing about got a tree and all the other fixtures and all other things that come to be one ugly thing. So we're keep trying to get the people to see that we all been lied to. It's a pagan idea, pagan concept. It's not from God. There's no truth in it. So we're gonna keep working. Regardless of what we feel, they gonna have. They're going to be drinking and all kind of filth going on, all kind of deception going on. So we're going to keep working to scrape this lie out, to keep the truth. And like anything else, you can give people the truth and they have opportunity to change whatever lie they've been on. So we think about the opportunity about stop racism. Another part of racism, another part of the function of racism, or the tool of racism. We have to help the world see that it is no good, and nobody's gonna like us for doing that, because when you tell the truth, when you stand up get some wrong, people who've been benefiting on so many of them, they will never like this truth. So we thank Allah for the Bible Talk Radio Station. We'll keep writing people on and bring their opinion and learn and bring what they see wrong with it. So inshallah, people allow me to come on there of the way that I see it. And we got to go, because we see too many people dying from this part of their life. Family, this lady are going to prison now, killing her daughter. You know, she killed the daughter. Then they got this other lady going to work. She went to work, left her children in the hotel by themselves. All these people going. You know, because people think that they look good, they can do whatever they want to, and nothing's going to happen to them. They don't want to call them this. So may God bless us all. Let's keep working in our place, trying to do what is right, change this ugly situation. I shalom. Thank you, Daya. Daya?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. If anybody else want anything, have anything to say, please contribute your participation. Would appreciate it. You got the 312, but I think that's, well, I won't call any names. Just push one on your receiver, and we'll open your mic and bring you into the queue if you would like to participate or add what you think and your say on the Christmas and Jesus. Come on, Akla, your phone may be up too loud, the speaker part. Thank you. Okay. I need to find out what I wanted to find out, but I couldn't see. I had an article I wanted to read on Christmas. Oh, it's cold in here. I guess I'm going to have to spend some money to get a lot of stuff. But typewriter got to be replaced, and it's acting, not the typewriter, but the computer is acting up when it wants to. So you do a whole lot of things, you know. Okay, Sunday 25th. Okay, Christmas 2022 at United States, Sunday, December 25th, public holiday date, Monday, December 26th. So they're going to celebrate those 2 days. Okay, and then they have, it says that, I would like to read this. It says that Christmas is an annual festival commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. Observed primarily on December 25th as Western Christianity and part of the Eastern churches. January celebrations, gift-giving, family, and other social gatherings, symbolic decorations observed by Christians, many non-Christians. Significance? It's the commemoration of the nativity of Jesus. Now, you all know the nativity is. It's the decoration. He was born in a manger and all that sort of stuff. You know. Okay, we have someone who wants to be brought into the queue. Okay, your mic is open. 254, the last four digits, 1634.
Hello, how you doing?
Come in. Tell us your name. Okay, how are you? Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling out of Texas.
You're where?
Texas.
Are you calling out of Texas? Okay, and would you like to give us your name?
My name is KRST.
KRST.
Yeah, it's spelled, okay. It's spelled KRST.
Spelled KRST?
Yeah.
Okay, KRST. Yes, how do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce that? You know,
that's the name I was given at birth, KRST. And my mama said it was Christ.
Oh, it's Christ? you pronounce it Christ, like C-H.
R-I-S-T. Okay. Yeah, he said that. It's like that. But
yes, okay.
My name is...
Okay.
How you are going to...
Excuse me? My phone is breaking up. What did you say, sir?
How are all you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing fine. Thanks, God. We're doing fine. Thanks for asking. We're doing fine. And what do you have to share with us? Share your knowledge with us or comments?
I just want to share love. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
You just wanted
just want
what
to share
now?
Share love.
See, bring, you just want our love. Okay. You want our love? And could you elaborate on that a little bit? You just want our love.
Yes, ma'am. Because I get love back. And I just want to tell y'all that I love listening to y'all. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I just sit back and I listen to y'all without even open up the mic or open up the cue for me to speak, and I just want to just listen to you. And I just want to thank you all for your love and the beautiful things that you all have to say.
Oh, well, thank you. We can appreciate that. That made our night. Made us have a successful show tonight with just that. And that's what we intend to do. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have the Blog Talk Radio show to show our love for you as human beings, you know, regardless to your beliefs or your faiths or your, you know, what you feel. We just want to be able to unite and spread our love, how we feel about the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and how we should be as human beings with each other, and that is showing each other love and showing each other kind of love that our creator would want us to show. And let us be concerned. You know, they had an old saying that used to go that goes like this. It says, every man for himself and God for us all, you know. But now we have to show our love for each other and work together and unite, because we're here on this earth together, like the song used to be, this is your land, this is my land, you know. So we need to learn how to get along with each other, regardless to race, creed, or color. We have to learn this.
Yes, and I have traveled many oceans over, and I have traveled many seas, and I've traveled from the east to the west, back to the east again. And I could tell you, beautiful beloved, we're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
We're doing a wonderful job here. I just want to say that, and I would just want to share that with you. I've traveled from the north, and I travel to the south, and I come back to the north again. I travel from, and again, I'm home. In the northeast.
And
I just want to say what just been said, I just want to say this right here and share this right here to you, is that we must come to love each other. We must come to love. That's the only thing that's going to save us now. Love. I don't know why there's so much hate, aggravation, anxiety, depression. I don't know why there's so much hate. Only thing that's going to save us now is love. We must come to love each other. And when I was listening to y'all, I heard a song in my heart when I was listening to you all. It's about love. Y'all about love,
yeah.
Man. And we need more people like you on the planet. We need more stations. We need more people broadcasting this truth out. Love is the only thing now that's going to save us.
Yes.
We're talking about work hard. We're talking about get a good job. We're talking about get a good education. We're talking about get a good home, get a good car, wear good clothes. That ain't going to save us. Love is going to save us. We must have love for each other now. We are in a day now that we must love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because without love for each other, we're going to continue to keep hating each other and keep condemning and keep condemning and keep continuing. The same thing we continue with each other. We are in 22 now, in the end of 22 now. And we're finna about to go to in 2023. If we haven't yet come to love each other in 22 now, how worse you think 2023 going to be? Man, I'm telling y'all, we got to love each other. I love y'all. I want to say that as a look, they don't even know my color.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I just want to say this right. I want to say this to you. I love y'all. I love us. I love us. We must love each other. We have to come to learn that anything else, I don't care about politics. Listen. Politics, when it comes to political things, when it comes to religion or religious things, if we don't love each other, what good are those things for?
Mm-hmm.
That means that if I'm serving politicians and politics and there's no love in the mix, what are we doing for each other? We have to come to love one another. We must love each other. Y'all, it's time to stop now and call the time out. Like I do with my kids sometimes. And I just throw my hands, cross my hands and say, hey, time out now. Y'all stop fussing and fighting, arguing. Y'all, and I know they 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, 7 years old or whatever. And I throw my hands up and I call the time out and say, hey, y'all stop fussing and fighting. That's what we must do now as grown people now. We must throw our fingers up and hands up and say, hey, It's a time out now. We must stop fussing and fighting now. We must find a way that we must love each other because guess what? We are the future for our kids. We are. We are the future. Grown folk, we are the future for our kids. We are. They see us bickering and fussing and arguing, then guess what they're going to do when they grow up? The same exact thing, and the cycle will never be broken.
That's right.
I agree. So now it's time to love each other. Y'all, we got to love each other. Listen to me. My last message before I leave this planet, my name is KRST. They done find somebody in the Jewish religion. The Messiah, the Christ coming back. They done find, and the Pope, he finna step down right now. They done find somebody over there in the order that they call. But here I am today among our people, my love. We are more than just black, we are a rainbow type of people. We are all types of people because we started the earth. Beautiful. I am today, and I just say to you that we must love each other, y'all. 2023 is going to be, if we don't love each other, we have to love each other. Listen to me. I don't ask you for nothing. I don't ask you for much. I don't ask you for anything. The only last thing I ever ask you for is to love each other. That's all. That's it. I want to go to sleep. I want to rest and wake up again and do it all over. But we must love each other, y'all, because I don't want to wake up and then separate, you see, the wheat from the tare. I just want to say, love each other. Listen to me. Y'all don't have to listen. Go on with your show. Do your show. I love listening to your show. Your show is great. I spent all this time, and I spent time behind many, and I never said anything, but I want to say something now. Y'all, let's love each other. Let's love each other. That's it. That's all I want to ask y'all to do. Let's love each other. Man, you got family members that you can't stand. You got people in your neighborhood you can't stand. For what? For what reason? Forget why you can't stand them. Just love them.
because they don't know no better. If you know better and they don't know no better, you know better. So love them because they don't know no better. You see? Just love them.
I hear you. We can appreciate your comments and know that we need more love and growth. Yeah, we know we need that. They've got a song out now, and it's my husband's song, you know, Where's the Love? You know, Where is the Love? Yeah, that he plays on his theme song some nights when they come on, when brothers come on. And that is true. When we realize we have to start within ourselves and have the love within us and love ourselves, and that way we can radiate and project that love that we have, you know, and we can unite and work this thing out, you know, like you said, living in like the day of judgment, right?
The United Nations can work this thing, God, if they understand what I'm trying to say. We have to love. The declarations of human rights can go into effect and can be effective for all mankind if we know how to love one. NATO can go into effect and know this thing if they know how to love each other. But look at the atrocities that's happening on this earth behind people not knowing how to love each other. These are unclean spirits in human bodies, and I ain't got time to deal with that. I got time to deal with y'all, spirits in the human body that come from God. See, the body ain't nothing but a temple. And the spirits, where they come from, below or above, they can rest inside of a body. But let your body be a temple of God so that God's spirit can rest in you. Because in this planet today, you got a lot of spirits coming from below, coming down under, that's resting in people's bodies today.
It's true.
You can know what people body. And then that person that God gave that body to, they done been put to sleep. They don't even know they're in that body no more. They just been taken over by unclean spirits from down below. This thing go way beyond Christianity. This go back to the days of Top, and it goes back to the days of Minty. It goes back to our day.
Okay, you say it goes back to the days of what? You mentioned it goes back to the days of what now? The phone
said minutes.
Okay.
Sound like you said minutes to die.
You see what?
The days of a minty. Days of the underworld. The days of the underhaul.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
After our ancestors and a lot of our descendants have been, and they tell the truth. That's why I love licking, and that's why I love listening, and that's why I love learning.
Mm-hmm.
Archaeologists, even a lot of scientists, they have come to understand, and that's why, see, my name is Dr. Muhammad, and that's why even themselves even come to the conclusion, you see, that we have been right all along, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
all we got to do now, love each other. We've been right all along. Everything that we've been trying to say, everything that we've been trying to tell, everything that we've been trying to get people to see, we've been right all along.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is love each other.
United.
So you're right. You always been right, and you have been right. And then you have been backed up by science. You have been backed up by archaeologists. You have been backed up by hierarchy. All you have to do now is love each other. So the worst thing not on the planet today that I see in North America today is a lot of killing among us, hating among us.
That's right.
Bickering, fighting, murdering among us, hating among us. So we have come into the truth all alone. Now we got to love each other. Because the truth is going to be out there. But guess what they're going to say? Guess what they're going to say? Thousands and thousands of years later, people came into the great truth, but they knew not how to love themselves to understand the truth they came into.
I hear you.
That's,
so truth is on the journey. It's passing through. Truth is on the journey. It's passing through.
Yeah, the truth is out there. Everybody say it. White man, black man, blue man, yellow man, green man, burr man, whatever. It's all out there. And they all say, but yet, though, they could never come together to agree with each other. They could never come together to stand by each other. They could never come together to love each other, though the truth was out there. They could never come into the truth because they hated each other. Ain't that something when the truth is there, but we could never come into it because we hated each other. So there's going to be some of us and a few of us that are going to come into it, like you and I, and us, let's come into it and help our brothers and sisters see the truth so that they can come into it too. And we could change this dynamic. We could change the dynamics.
Inshallah, we can. If God will, we can pray to God to help us with that.
Yeah. God is going to help you. Until creator, y'all help y'all sit.
Yes.
The creator created you out of his own kind, that you may come into his kind, that you may be kind to one another. But if you not be kind to each other, how can kindness come to you? How can kindness come to you if there's no kindness between you all? We must love each other. Listen to me, y'all. Listen to me. We must love each other. Listen to me. I swear for God, I don't come to take over your show. I just come to say one thing. We have to love each other.
Okay.
I don't care who got intelligence. You can put the greatest preachers and the greatest teachers. You can bring the greatest pastors and the so-called apostles on the show. They would never be able to dispute me. They can never. They have never been able to dispute me.
You
must come to love each other.
Yeah, all of us would agree with that.
Then we're going to hate each other. And if we hate each other, then we're going to die. But if we love each other, we're going to live.
Well, we appreciate you. Like I said, it's time for our show now to close. I mean, we have gone over time, but I wanted to hear you out, and we wanted to welcome you, and thank you for coming on, and come back again. And we can share the wisdom knowledge that we have.
Thank you for having me. I just get to that moment, you know what I'm saying, where I have to show things to be so real, and sometimes we just have to hear that realness of the things that, you know what I'm saying, is to come. So I just want to thank you for having me on the show, and I just want to say to you is that my last thing that I do want to say to you is this right here, and this is the message from life right now that life has given me. We must love each other. There's a trauma that's finna happen, that's finna shake the whole world. And we must love each other. It has nothing to do with weather. It has nothing to do with rain or snow or sleet or nothing like that. We're finna be taken back over. America is finna be occupied. And blacks finna go back. Thank you for having
occupied.
Me.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. You take care. Okay, Akbar, you want to close us out, please? Can't hear you. Open your mic.
Kumalayte Kamradin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Oh, Allah, the Lord is the most perfect call of this prayer that we are making. There is no God but you. You are the creator of this creation. You have created us for one reason, and that's to serve you. You said the best one of us who obey you the best. You have created us in goodness, and we can be led astray, but the truth you have put here with us, lead us back on the right path if you choose to. You're only one. We are one in the same as human beings. May God, may you continue to bless us to come together and be human beings and not be color, but be human beings. Thank you, Allah, for waking us up this morning, giving us another opportunity in this life to make it right. I mean.
Thank you all for coming, and take care of yourselves and be safe. And we'll see you tomorrow night, inshallah. And we do love you all. You know, we all love each other. That's why we meet on this channel.
and on the Blog Talk Radio show. If we didn't love each other and want the same thing, then we wouldn't be on here. I don't believe. Inshallah, it'll be okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam.